Easiest way to remember Sue's birthday, same day as Donald Trump's.
Or just the 14th.
Yeah, I take do you know Donald Trump's birthday like the past year, haven't you, in there? Donald Trump's birthday.
No, it was actually on the news because obviously Donald Trump's Donald Trump.
Now we know that for a future pub quiz. Don't ever ask that question because Ian knows it instantly.
Yeah, Mark, future pub quiz.
Yeah, imagine that. Oh, what day was Donald Trump born?
Ian would do a coup, so don't ask
the
me
year
first.
The year I'd have no idea about. But
which of these people born on this day? Sue, Hermes Dinger, Donald Trump, or the Monopoly Man? Elon Musk.
This week, are the Kiwis extra, extra large or extra, extra small? The Impossible Collection Challenge. Have you completed it? And an old game goes backwards. Welcome back to the Incensed Podcast, episode number, a small Fiat sports car. 124, anybody's a petrol head. The quad of Coops, Ian, Mark and myself have made it through to another week as a quartet, unbelievably. Boys, how are we doing?
I thought you were talking about the Fiat 500. I'm thinking, what, did I sleep through the last 300 shows? Yes,
welcome to the year 2028.
We're not beating GoCast.
Ian, you haven't, but I have, mate. I've definitely slept through them all.
You've slept through about half of our shows, haven't you?
Oh, not this again. Leave me alone. I'm very
Ian,
tired
Ian somehow
I'm
secretly
tired.
Pulled a Coops. He's missed like 400 shows or something.
Guys, no pressure, but we're on a streak of two now, the four of us. If we can get through next week intact, we might set a new record. Is that three in a row?
It's a hat trick.
Hang on. You and Coops haven't made those two shows yet, though, have you?
True.
I've not told you yet, but I'm not here next week. Sorry.
Are we going to have more trio shows than quartet shows this year? That's the question. Let us know.
It's a poll. Yes or no?
Yes or no?
How are you, Milo? How are you doing?
I'm all right. We'll somehow make a show tonight because there is nothing.
Literally nothing.
We are scraping fervently the bottom of the barrel in terms of content for Pokemon Go this week, so hopefully we can fabricate something together for you all to enjoy.
If it's any consolation, Milo, we've got a 3-minute show already.
Yeah, pad this out, boys, as much as you feel like.
I was just going to say, it's not the time to have a short intro, is it? Anyway, going into the next section.
Yeah. I was hoping for a bit more, but hey.
Anyone want to get anything off their chest before we move on? Want to talk about anything?
We have a detox.
Yeah.
Anyone want to throw anything out there?
Let's read the chat. Chat.
Unbelievably.
Oh, do you know what, though? I feel like the vibe is tonight. I feel like Pokemon Go has got no content. Not much is really happening, as in new. Like, nothing new. You know,
yeah, nothing
sort of
for
incredible.
Us to report on, really.
Nothing for us to report. I feel like we're all a bit tired.
Noise.
We're all feeling very chilled tonight.
Noise.
And yeah, you know, just life is a lot. Sorry, I'm rambling, but I'm trying to give you more time, Milo.
Thank you, Coops. I think we've got enough
Love
to
you.
Make an intro out of that, so appreciate. But before we go any further, as we always say, listeners, it's time to
pop your incenses, champions. Let's go.
And when you do get something that's like a shiny, a hundo, a nundo, or I don't know, anything that's of value to yourself,
a shadow
you can make
hundo,
sure to
mate?
Tag us. Shadow hundo, if you're exceedingly lucky,
that gibble.
Make sure you tag us with the hundo shadow pidov. That'd be fantastic. Tag us on our socials using hashtag shinies of the week.
Clarify the spelling, please.
Chris and Carl, absolutely. Also, we want a shinies of the week from those boys. Let's see if we can get them involved. That is shiniesofthewek. Drop that hashtag on your post so we'll be able to find it super easily, with the potential to feature on our favorite section of the show. Our socials are all at Incensed Podcast across Twitter, Instagram, Niantic Campfire, our WhatsApp, which Ian will read the number out eventually in the show. Of course, our email, incensedpodcast@yahoo.com. And there is actually a link tree in our episode descriptions to make it a hell of a lot easier if you want to find our social medias.
But boys, good news.
What? This early on?
This early on, yes, as this episode is dropping. So if you're listening to this on the Sunday, the Incense Podcast London Go Fest merch is dropped with a beautiful Union Jack design and our swirl with a cityscape. Looks gorgeous.
It does look fantastic.
Fantastic design. Looks really good. Yeah, we're all looking. We've seen it, haven't we, boys? We've got it in the flesh.
We've all got them as well. I mean,
yes.
And it's available in two designs. Either the full chest print or the pocket print with a nice little swirl back print and in a range of colours and styles.
There is a lot to choose from on our merch store, which of course you can find in the episode show note description.
And on our link tree.
Oh yes, on the link tree as well. And we highly recommend picking something up. If you actually get something, tag us on social media and let us know. And we hope to see some of you repping it in London for the GoFest itself.
It would be awesome to see people wearing these shirts in London.
It's a lovely medallion, isn't it? It's like a lovely medal design. Thanks, Italian Tripod.
Yes, thank you.
Italian design for a London GoFest.
Designed in London by an Italian.
Designed in London by an Italian.
Just like the Fiat. Just like the Fiat Panda.
But I think Zoe's getting a little bit impatient.
Just tell me about you, mate. Just what's going on?
I have to give credit to my mate Tom, who asked this question at a friend's barbecue last weekend. I thought we'd throw it out there for you all to enjoy. So the question is, what food have you not tried that you would like to?
Nice.
Be as off the wall as you feel like with it. Or as, I don't know, sensible. Shall we throw it over to Masterful 27 first?
No.
Are we going to go around the room? What about Casual Coops?
No.
I'll jump in first.
There we go.
No. You have some very, very nice conversations around the barbecue, don't you, Dan, in Ealing Mile? That's a very refined conversation about what sort of meat have you not put in your mouth before you'd like to try?
Yes.
Meat you'd like to try.
Wasn't quite that blunt, but that is essence.
Did
was
Mark's
what the
poll
question
come
was.
Up by chance.
We'll find out later. Tap the barbecue.
But I've been very lucky. I've travelled a lot. I've eaten quite a lot of different types of meat. Yes, funny enough, that you mentioned it. You mentioned it. You can't beep your own mention, sunshine. I've tried loads of things, and I'm one of those people. But like Ian said this in the past, if you want to do it, let's just do it. You know, if I want to try something, I'll try it. You know, at the end of the day, I don't like to put off the opportunity if the opportunity presents itself. But there is one food I'd like to try. I've read about it and I've never been in the position to actually have it because it's very expensive. It's also very dangerous, but do you know what? I'd like to give it a go. I'd like to eat fugu. I think it's pronounced. Is it fugu? Fugu?
Do you mean gnocchi?
It's the notorious deadly gnocchi, not gnocchi. That's gnocchi.
I don't remember how dangerous that is.
Yeah, gnocchi. You can choke on a bit of gnocchi if you're unlucky there, Coops. But no, it's a deadly fish eaten in Japan. It's puffer fish, basically.
And it's
a specially prepared delicacy. It's something that I've seen people do on some of these reality shows and that. Never tried it, and I think my bank balance probably wouldn't allow me to try it, but it's something I'd like to try. I just find the sign of the disclaimer before you eat it a little bit unnerving, but hey, you know.
What's the thing that's missing from dining out, the possible of fatality?
Yeah. Dying out?
Yeah, dying out.
Great question, Milo. Great question, mate.
Fabulous answer. So puffer fish, essentially.
Yeah, so I'm with Marky, mate. And I don't know what I'm more proud of. The fact that I really like this question, and I mean that, or the fact that you haven't outsourced the question from Google. I'm very impressed, Milo. I'm very impressed.
He outsourced it from his mate, Tom.
Yeah, but not from Google.
Outsourced locally.
Yeah. See, I'm messy with that. When I read this question, the first thing that came to my mind, now, I know in France they eat snails, and I want to apologise if I've eaten this, God, I'm so tired, if I've mentioned this before on the podcast. But there's also one thing out there that they eat, which is, I think, a very common delicacy, which I think is frog's legs. And I've always...
Yes,
they do. And I've had snails a few times before in my life, and I've really, really thoroughly enjoyed them. I thought with a bit of garlic on a bit of bread, they're absolutely beautiful. A lot of people are like, snails, I would never do that. But because I really liked them, I feel like frog's legs would be in that category where when you think about it, you think, oh, God, that would be disgusting. But I bet they're absolutely beautiful. So I'm going to go with frog's legs. Had the snails from France, but I've not had the frog legs. So if I ever go back, that is the answer to my question, mate. That is definitely something I would love to try.
Escargot. Is it escargot?
Escargot,
isn't it?
Like
snail, yeah.
There you go.
Frog's legs, Coops. I've had them once. Very nice.
Oh, okay.
Very nice.
Apparently they taste like chicken, don't
they?
They
do. I didn't want to ruin it for Coops, but it tastes like chicken, but they do. Oh, but like, it's very little bits.
Everything
of
tastes
it.
Like chicken, doesn't it?
Well, escargots taste like mushrooms, don't they, Coops? You know, seasoned mushrooms, don't they?
Yeah.
Is that how you found them?
They probably have a similar texture.
Yeah, they do. They do. The texture is very similar. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, so, thank you, Mark. I look forward to my French chicken.
You're my little chicken.
Right. We've got French chicken. We've got Japanese puffer fish. Ian?
Well, I'm actually very unadventurous food-wise, which you guys probably know because I am such a bad eater. I know what I like. I like what I know. And I'll be honest, I am quite unadventurous. One thing I actually would love to try that I've never tried before is dollar pizza in New York. No, in all seriousness, that's a joke. I actually would, but I was just...
Bro, do you see how everyone ignored you then? Do you see how all of us were like, nah, nah.
No, in all seriousness, I was thinking about that. I was talking about, I think Milo said originally, the question was, what meat would you like to try that you've not tried before? I've tried kangaroo meat. That's actually quite nice.
Yeah.
I would love to try... I'd like to try crocodile.
Tastes like chicken, Ian.
Might be. Tastes like chicken.
Australian chicken.
It does.
It doesn't have to be an Australian crocodile. It could be an American crocodile.
I guess so, yeah.
Like an African crocodile. I don't care.
I hear crocodile, my brain just goes to I'm a celebrity. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I was not going to bring any of those things up.
I know.
I'd like to eat a kangaroo anus.
Oh, God, no.
No.
That's me.
But crocodile, yeah, I'd like to try that genuinely.
Interesting.
I'm a podcaster. Get me out of here, Ian. That's what I'm saying on that. I don't want no kangaroo nuts. No, hell no.
Okay, in the chat, Sue's just put alligator is disgusting. It needs to be marinated a long time to make it passable.
It does. So, Sue's right. That does need to be. Yeah.
Sue also said woohoo dollar pizza. So I think I'm on a winner with that one. So
that's not going on the poll as your option.
For the poll, we'll go crocodile. Whitfield, you.
Now, I'm going to give the same answer I gave at the time of the barbecue, and there was extra context with it. It had to be kind of out there and a bit weird and outlandish, and Ian will know where I'm going with this. I was thinking back to the Cambodia Grand Tour special.
Of course you was.
I was thinking, what's the weirdest thing?
Ian, is there a yawn sound effect? Have we got that one yet? Because I feel like we need
there
one.
Isn't the crickets. On the sample, but there is actually... You will have just heard it, actually.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
Great.
Ian would have sourced one, definitely. That's all right. This conversation wasn't for you and Marcus, okay.
Oh, alienate the two of half of the podcast. That's very nice, isn't
just
it?
Because they don't associate as Grand Tour fans.
Well, they wanted the yawn in there, sound effects, whatever.
Jeremy's sausage. Ooh.
On a barbecue, delicious.
just because we don't do 24-hour grinds, Milo.
Yes.
All right.
24-hour grinds as well.
You can actually buy sausage for Diddley Squat Farm.
That does not surprise me, Ian.
Well, on that note,
the thing I said was,
I don't know if it was like barbecued or cooked tarantula. I would be just curious just to try and see what it's like, genuinely. Even if it's absolutely repulsive, whatever, it's just one of those things to think, like, people actually, they eat it, and therefore it can't be, like, utterly horrendous.
So do you like little, fat, furry things in your mouth?
Yeah, he does. He does, Ian. He does.
Oh, it's more your ballpark, isn't it?
Of course he does, Ian. You know
it. More hairy, yeah.
Stop flirting with him, Ian. Bloody hell.
I think the fur gets taken off of the barbecue, so it's just like a crisp, tarantula crisp, essentially.
Tarantula-flavoured Walker's crisp.
Oh. So,
yes. The next best-selling crisp for 2024.
Tarantula and tomato ketchup.
Oh. Fantastic. But I'm very, very prepared to come stones dead last on the poll with those four options.
So we've got puffer fish, we've got frog's legs, we've got, was it alligator, Ian, you said?
Crocodile, I said, but alligator, they're both very similar creatures.
Mm.
They're not the same. They're definitely legally different
and
to each
tarantula,
other. But similar.
Is that,
and tarantula. And tarantula, yes. Right.
I'm going to be ambitious. I'm going to set the poll for 30 minutes. Do we think we can make it last that long?
Yeah.
I think we can make through 30 minutes. 30
I think we can do. Fantastic. I'd love to hear what our listeners have maybe not tried that they'd like to, and which I want to see if anybody votes for tarantula. Come on, bring it on. But speaking of tarantulas, spiders, obviously, Spinarak is featured in the Solstice Horizons event. Coops, do you want to have a conversation, kick it off with the new event that's been going for a couple of days at this point?
Now listen, mate, you know how much I adore talking about events. I've got no idea what I'm talking about. It's my all-time favourite thing to do. So yes, you are right, bro. Currently, right now, the Solstice Horizons event is happening. Literally, boys, I've been banging it out so much. I've encountered, I think, like 76 shadow gibbles, whereas like 70 of those have been shiny.
That's impressive considering it doesn't spawn in for 3 hours.
Right, it's just been... No, No, do you know what, mate? Like I said, I do like this event, and the reason why I like it is because I like a collection challenge.
He's a liar.
It's your favourite segment.
We've got the new shiny Fomantis in, and I think we can all agree on now, I've actually seen it on social media and seen it on a few vlogging videos. I think the shiny is incredible. I really, really, really do. I didn't think it was that nice, but when I've seen it on the Pokemon Go screen, I thought that is freaking lovely. And I actually, this is a bit controversial, I don't actually think the spawns are that bad. Now, obviously, I think we're going to dive into the collection challenges and we're going to dive into, we've not really experienced the nighttime spawns, but I think we're going to talk about that. We're going to get there. But I genuinely don't think the daytime spawns are that bad. But yeah, I think the research tasks are, for the event, I feel like it's okay. So yeah, so gents, you look and sort of chime in whenever you want, but sort of what's your opinion on the event in general so far?
There's only really one field research task that you're going to want to go for during this event, which is the catch 10 Pokemon, because that's the only one that leads to an encounter. But they're not as common as I would have expected.
In my defense, I did say I didn't know what I was talking about.
I think you did very well, Coops.
Yeah, thank you.
You flagged it well.
Didn't show, I thought. It fits you well, mate.
But in terms of the task, it's not as common as I'd have liked. I'm seeing a lot more of the Stardust task, which, to be fair, frustrates the hell out of me since it's a double Stardust event. So it's kind of a little bit useless, that task, realistically, in my opinion. The event itself, I'm enjoying it. There's been a lot of sort of keyboard warriors on Twitter going, but as we're going to talk about in a second, there's a reason why you're not seeing them at 9 o'clock at night, because the sun hasn't set and the nighttime spawns do work slightly different to what you may expect in the game. We'll get into that in a second. But in terms of the spawns, they're actually quite good. So far, haven't managed to get any shinies from the daytime spawns whatsoever. I did finish the daytime collection challenge in like a few minutes. The nighttime spawns, however, I have struggled a little bit more so, but not for the reasons you might think, because I'm always up quite early in the morning, so I'm seeing the nighttime spawns quite regularly. But the Phantom was very, very elusive for me to actually get. That one took a few days to actually even encounter one. The collection challenge themselves, nice and easy. I think I'm on 102 now, which is the sort of standard which I think a lot of us are at.
Snapsies.
Ooh, Snapsies.
Vegas. But most of us are on, listen to him, most of us are on. Everyone who didn't get to Vegas is not it. That's a lot of people. So let's get in.
Most is a little bit tenuous.
what is it? What should we be on?
102. 102 is the most you can be on at the moment.
On what? Let me check. Before we move on,
On collection challenges. Play the jingle here.
Flex it up, flex it up. Reveal your numbers.
Okay, this is a medal, right?
Collection. You ready, Coops? We'll reveal our numbers your meaty together. Numbers.
I thought Mark was flashing his credit card at us then. He's not. It's just his.
This is my number, Coops.
106. Oh, yeah, because Barsai will have been to more events.
You boys haven't got the most.
No, Barsai wins.
Boom. Okay, so Mark's on 93.
That's a respectable number.
I remember this came up in conversation when we had Kyle and Chris on.
Ready, Coops?
Now, I know you just played the drum roll, but just bear with me because I need you lot to see it. So I'm not going to say it. I'm going to see it now. If this doesn't put the word casual in my name, I don't know what does. We ready?
Oh, is it half century?
It's half century.
Half century. Boys, before we move on, good news. The Amazon Prime gift bundles are coming in. Balloons.
Oh, fantastic.
You didn't let us say what? Was it that exciting? You didn't let us say what?
Put the what in now. Go.
What? But yeah, I thought, you know, you lot are talking, you're like 102, 100 and this, and I'm here like, mate, I've not even got, I've genuinely got lower.
I think you're still ahead of Kyle, though.
Yes.
Fair.
Probably. You play the game at your own speed. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Thank you. Yes, correct.
It's a chore. That's what it is.
I was waiting for Ian. Sorry, Ian. I was meant to say it a bit earlier when you were saying you were going, I've not had any luck with the daytime spawns. So I was waiting for you to go, but the nightside ones, I'd be proud of the streets all night. And I've got 30 shinies because I'm a legend. But
I got one shiny on the nighttime spawns, which was actually one I needed. You boys will be proud of me. I finally got the shiny Spinarak.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, because that was dropped when it was Liverpool Safari Zone.
That was dropped at Liverpool Safari Zone. Then it was a nest at Walpole when we came down, and you got one right in front of me, and Mark got one that day. And I literally, 2 years later, still not got the shiny, but I got this week on Monday.
It looks good with a dark background, doesn't it, Spinarak?
It's gorgeous.
I do love that there.
Beautiful shiny. GG's,
bro. Congratulations.
No Fomantis, but I did get the Spinarak, which I'm happy with.
No, I've enjoyed the event. I haven't really been playing it a lot, but I know what you guys mean. I struggled with the Nighttime Collection one. Stunky was my nemesis. Got it today in the daylight, because obviously they were still out for a couple of hours after the sun rose, which was helpful. And I'm on the third page of both day and night research lines. I'm just waiting to get my, I think, Cosmog Encounters. Is it at the end of the third page?
Yeah.
I went night for both of my research branches because the night tasks are so much easier than the daytime tasks.
Yes.
I went one of each.
I saw.
I went one of each.
Think smart, not harder, Ian. I like it. I like it a lot.
Seriously, that's what I actually said in my video, where I'm going for the one that is actually going to get me through it the quickest.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm hatching 10 eggs and walking 10K.
Mark and I went for the journey.
Yeah.
I was smart. I checked Leak Duck first to see which was the easiest way to go.
But the same encounters, aren't they, on both? So it makes that one.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, you get a glacial lore from the nighttime and you get a grassy lore for the daytime. That's the only difference.
I like it. It's a good event. I've got a shiny Ledibur. Ledibur.
Sorry. Lovely.
That's not really part of the event, is it, really? Is it? Is it part of the event?
Yeah. I think so. Daytime spawn.
But I haven't got anything other than that yet. But hey, I don't expect to get... I don't play the game a lot during the week.
How many catch 10 tasks have you done, Mark?
Oh, it's not many. I haven't seen many.
I've probably done about 30 so far and not seen Hide and Hair of the Fomantis.
No, I think I've done maybe a dozen of them, if I'm lucky. I haven't got shiny Fomantis yet. It's not as common in the wild as I thought it would be, but maybe it's just the weather conditions impact it. But it's a good event, isn't it? Let's be honest, it's a second event.
It is, and I've made a pact with myself. I'm not raiding for it. No way.
Milo's
I'd rather just wait till it's at a go fest than.
Ian, Milo's been filming this one over the last few evenings. I raided 400 Fomantis raids and got this.
Who's that? Whitfield.
Where will I have found them? That's the question.
Fair point.
I've seen a few Fomantis raids. I'm just going nowhere near.
Yeah, I have to say, I did stroll past one. Whenever it was on Friday, and just use the free pass. And I was like, what? I'm nearly done for the day. Why not?
Why?
There we go. Because there was nothing else around. If it was Nile Ego around, I'd have done that, but there wasn't.
I had to use my pass.
No, it's just like daily pass. I chuck it in because I wanted to get the one that was that day. I'd already stacked one from Thursday. So I was like, I need to carry on and use it. I would firmly agree, boys. Definitely. It's a very good event. I'm enjoying the spawns, the daytime spawns. Like, they're not like crazy outlandish, but there's something nice about seeing them. The only thing I would say is too much Petalil everywhere.
Petalil, and it's not going to be shiny till GoFest.
Exactly, until first weekend of August, London and Osaka. And when I had Sunny Boost is great, brings out way more Fomantis, but it also brings out way more Siwaddle. Which are the
not a bad thing? Not a bad thing. Nothing bad for someone.
Go for that hundo, matey.
But the Cottonee, it's nice to see the Cottonee because that is a gorgeous shiny.
And I tell you, I don't know what is up with my RNG. I can't stop getting shiny Cottonee.
Oh, really?
I don't know what's
here.
Going on. Inside of 200 checks, I had 5 shinies, which is bonkers.
That's good
RNG. 3 days. And I'm like, what's going on? Lots of lovely shinies to collect, good tier shinies. And the nighttime spawns, even me and my sort of hardcore attitude to playing Pokemon Go, it took me 3 days to do the collection challenge.
Fair. Let's get into that. So let's tell the audience, if they don't know how the nighttime spawns work.
I couldn't find the Phantom either, mate.
That was literally so elusive. It took me 2 days to find that. And
it haunted me.
I am an early riser. I'm not a night owl. I'm an early riser. So the nighttime spawns really weren't a problem for me because I'm up at 5 a.m. every day. I'm getting a good
We're on like either end
hours.
of the spawns. I'm at the beginning. You're at the end of them. I would almost say, given how the mechanic works, and it will still be relevant because the event...
There's 5 days left, so there'll still be a day...
No, but when this episode drops, the event will have ended.
I will.
So here's some information that's completely useless now the event has basically ended.
Or for next year, if they do the same thing again.
If they do this again, exactly. So the way they've structured this, they haven't tied the day and night spawn cycle to things like the day and night evolutions or the sunset and sunrise. The spawns start to switch over, should I say, 2 hours after sunset in-game, which means us here in the Northern Hemisphere, or certainly here in the UK, actually, we don't really start seeing nighttime spawns until 11:30 at night.
That's fair. We say the UK, if you're in like the north of Scotland, it's pretty much daytime the whole year. I was in Orkney at the solstice one year, and it doesn't go dark.
That's the thing, is there's people who are in like Norway, Scandinavian countries, Iceland, where the sun doesn't set. So that's the thing, is they've engineered a collection challenge that is actually physically impossible to complete in certain parts of the world, which I personally, I think is pretty stupid. I don't understand why it wasn't tied
stupid.
To...
I kind of get why they've
done it this way. Why is it not
tied
to the day and night evolutions? You know, like Lycanroc. You evolve Rockruff up to Lycanroc. That is tied to day and night, depending on which form you get. Why is it not linked to the same thing? It's very weird.
I know what you're saying, though, bro. Like, if I can barely play, like, 9 till 9, how on earth am I going to play from midnight till 5 a.m., you know?
Well, exactly.
So, yeah, that's the thing. That Fantump is not happening for me. That is not happening. I wish it could, because I love a collection
challenge.
You've
also got to look at it... from the perspective, if you go into bed early, you're going to be up early, realistically, most people. So you might miss the Knights of Spawns at one end, but you'll catch them on the other end.
Yeah.
The sad thing is, right, this game is about inclusivity, you know, but if you're a child,
exactly,
you're not going to be able to complete the Knights of Spawns unless you're very fortunate. Your parents are going to go, don't worry, we'll get up early. And we'll try and do soon, which is, it just feels like people could miss out on it. And again, I'm like you, Ian, I agree as well. You bend with the game, but when you're a kid, it's a bit different. I don't think you could, you know, half four in the morning, the sun rises, isn't it, at the moment? So
sunrise.
I mean, the spawns, I've seen the spawns after 7 a.m., so even going about to school,
seven,
the kids would actually have chance. Yeah, half seven.
Possibly.
The kids should, in realistically, if the parents are dragging them up at a reasonable time, they should be able to get them in the morning.
That's a fair point.
Obviously, not everyone can go out and play that early in the morning, but they are available. Just drop an incense and...
drop an incense, everyone, and listen to our podcast. Yeah. Ian and Milo and Coops, I think we all play it like in the same way, aren't we? You know, I actually said to myself, I'm probably going to miss the nighttime one. Bizarrely, with how my commitment was to it, I was kind of looking at it going, I'm probably going to miss out on this one. And I was kind of like, I've missed maybe one in the past. So actually, yeah. I haven't got the unblemished what I've achieved record of, you know, research tasks. I missed one when we were in lockdown, when we had the red and green challenges back in the day. It was Kanto, mm-hmm. wasn't it? Kanto tour.
Yeah, Kanto.
But I do find it very, very, I just find it strange, but it isn't strange. It does make sense. But I just don't understand why when it's sunset at 9:30 or 10 o'clock, why they can't just turn the spawns at that time. I don't understand why they can't do it, but I guess they can't do it, can they?
There's a really good article on Pokemon Go Hub that explains it in quite a bit of detail, quite more detail than we've actually gone into tonight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think it's just a bit of a weird one considering other day and night cycle mechanics in the game. Back in the day when events started at 9 p.m. in the UK,
I love
all
that.
Tied to a thing. Halloween hunts, we did Halloween grinds and stuff at 9 p.m. Same. Till 1-2 a.m. But not everybody's going to go out at that sort of time because it's not safe, yeah. Perhaps to walk around on your own, do that sort of thing. Children definitely aren't going to go out and about at night. I think it's a missed thought on that one. Perhaps it could have been done differently, but that's about the only negative I can really find with this event.
And you know what? And I think this is something I heard on another podcast. I'm not going to mention it because they don't need us plugging their show. But what I would say is it brings the fear back to it a little bit. And maybe that's a different conversation itself, because how many of these are so ridiculously easy? Catch a Pokemon.
True. Yeah.
Oh, I've done it.
Oh, we were talking about that research and Master Ball. Yeah.
This one, I was generally going, I might not get this. There was a bit of a fear on it. I was going, do you know what? Like you said, actually, Ian, I got up a bit early in the morning. So, do you know what? If I'm going to have a chance of getting these, I need to give myself a 20-minute window in the morning that I wouldn't normally give myself. Yeah.
Do you know what, Mark? You make a really valid point there, bro, because obviously I'm normally like, not moaning about them, but I'm normally like, they're pointless. You complete them in the first 3 minutes of the event. Like, what's the point? So actually, you're right. You've opened my mind there. I'd be a bit of a hypocrite to sort of say, you know, a bit like what Milo's saying, they should have made it a bit more inclusive and done it maybe, I don't know, 7 till 7, maybe just across the board, regardless. Because you make a good point, bro, because you do get to the last 2-3 days or, you know, even the last day and you think, oh God, I've not caught my Phantom. So you actually have to go out grinding and hunting for it. So I get what you're saying. My only issue is it's a Phantom. You know what I mean? It's not a Giratina.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
It's not a Giratina.
At the end of the day, you're hankering after a Phantom.
I love you, Coops. It's what it is. And you go, it's not that deep. It's just not that deep. It's a Phantom. It's not that deep.
It's a Phantom.
But boys, good news.
What?
If you evolve Phantom into Trevenant, it's great for Great League.
Moving on.
Now, we won't be talking about this in the news because by the time this episode drops, this will already have basically ended. The Team Rocket takeover event, new wave of Shadow Shinies, new Pokemon coming into the stops, the grunts. We talked about it briefly last week with the news. Boys, at this point, we know what the new Shadow Shinies are going to be. I just want to get your initial thoughts on it. We can't really go into any further detail on it. So Cliff is returning with Shadow Shiny Aerodactyl. Sierra is going to have new Shadow Shiny Kanto Geodude. And Arlo is getting very much the short end of the stick with Shadow Shiny Aipom coming to the game for the first time. And reports are at this point that Shadow Shiny Pineco is in Bug Stops and Shadow Shiny Meowth is probably going to be in the normal grunts. So those are kind of the new ones out to chase. What do we think of those Shadow Shinies?
I won't be doing them. Anyway, what do you guys think?
I'm with you, Mark. I can't say I'm going to be wasting time and effort. Life is too short to spend too much time on this. If I find any Gible stops for the grunts, I will do them, but I'm not going to be wasting my time just going after those team leader mons.
Not to be negative, but I'm going to carry on from you, Ian. It's definitely a bit, not depressing, because I feel like they've been around before, haven't they? One or two of them, or have I made that up?
Three of them have been. Aerodactyl's been out before, Pineco's been out before, and Meowth was one of the first Shadow Shinies ever released back in 2019. It's meh.
It's lackluster, my friend.
Yeah, lackluster. We haven't used that one for a while.
Can I just say something, boys? I wanted to mention this last week, because we didn't get chance to have I didn't get chance to share this story. On Axew Community Day, there were Shadow Articuno raids, weren't there?
Yes.
Yes, right. So I'm always going on about the, oh God, there's no one ever there to raid with. But anyway, I tried to duo Shadow Articuno and I would have duoed it very comfortably, actually, with the counters that me and Ash had on our teams.
Uh-huh.
But the bugbear, and I don't know if anyone else had this issue, is every time you fed a gem, it didn't always accept it. And it you almost had to keep clicking on the gems, like click on it, didn't deploy it, click on it, didn't deploy it, click on it, accepted it. But like by the time you're messing around, we're trying to get your four gems each to calm it back down, it just wasn't taking them. And like,
yeah.
It was like, and that was the time lost. The time lost with that was the time that stopped us from during it. And it was so frustrating because you don't get those gems back. And like, my biggest frustration was you then lose them. You try it and then you lose them. And
yeah, you've lost your resources, yeah.
But when when the game's not letting you use them and it keeps spitting them back at you, and by that time, like, you've put one in, two in, and then by the time you've got three and four in, you've got, like, 20 seconds left, and by that time, you ain't going to do it. It was so soul-destroying. And like I said, when you should be able to do these things without the game stopping you from doing it. And I just found it so frustrating because they want people to go out there and try and take these new features on and have a go at it. And we should have duoed it, no problem at all, but we couldn't. Because the game didn't accept it. It was nothing to do with mobile connectivity.
No, the problem with the gems is you have to like stop attacking entirely. You have to stop doing the fast attack move and you have to put your gem on and wait for it to accept it, which is very sluggish. It's very, very sluggish and had exactly the same problem on my side as well.
But yeah, I was meant to mention that last week, but don't do your fast attacks whilst trying to deploy gems.
But I will follow suit and say those Shadow Shinies in the new leaders are very, very dull. I won't be chasing any of them, that's for sure. And on that crushing disappointment, I think I want to hand it over and pass the title of Sir Game over to the Vassafal for Name That Pokemon.
I think this is the first time I've been dubbed Sir Game, so thank you,
it
Lord
was
Whitfield.
About time.
Thank you very much.
Sir Game.
Name That Pokemon is back, and of course, we're going to do the super random fun version. We're going to play first to two, and we are going to play backwards Name That Pokemon. So, boys, I'm going to play you a soundbite. You're going to tell me what you think this Pokemon is, and, well, let's see who gets it first. So, first up, we have this.
Cowworm. Oh, you've still got them left over from months ago. That's why you want to use them.
Yeah, I'm determined to use them all.
Okay, one more time for us, please.
Let's have it again.
Cowworm.
Kieran, oh no, that wasn't backwards. That was what it sounded like. Sorry. Yeah, I'd already said that wasn't right.
He needs the sound effect.
Nido King?
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, what?
Nido Queen.
That's a misclick.
Nido Queen.
It's not a Nido. I'll give you that one as a quiz.
Oh, Nido. Ian, my face. Honestly. Oh.
Okay, let's play it one more time.
Ninetales?
Carablast?
Okay, I'll give you a clue. This is a Kanto Pokemon.
Oh, great.
Oh, I've got it now.
Cowworm.
Abracadabra? oh, I love you, Ian. You're funny as hell. You're like,
I'm trying to do three things at once. I'm not in control of all the buttons properly. Kanto Pokemon.
I've got no idea.
Mate, these backward ones I find really difficult. Like, it really hurts my brain.
You're meant to.
Yeah. I went for Indigo. And the second thing, it doesn't begin with N.
Okay, I will give you another clue. It begins with the letter M.
Oh my God, no. I just worked it out. It's Machop, Machoke or Machamp, but I don't know what one.
Machamp.
Okay. Mareep. Oh no, that's not.
It's Gen 2. Yeah. Oh,
that's Gen 2.
It's bad as me, mate. No, because it couldn't, because it starts in a P, so it ends in a P, right?
I don't know.
Starts with an M.
Powam. Oh.
Powam. What was that?
That's a Gen 10
Pokemon. It sounds like you're saying Powam. Yeah.
Oh, bloody hell, Ian.
Oh, I think I've got it. Go on.
I've got it.
I have no idea.
So far, nobody in the chat's got it either, if it makes you feel better.
It begins with M. I don't know. I'm not a Kanto boy like you, Coopsy.
It's not working for me tonight, mate.
Mr. Mime.
Okay, so your next clue is, so it begins with the letter M. It has an Alolan counterpart.
Marowak. Okay, there we go.
Marowak.
That was tricky.
Is it, can you play it forwards, please, Ian? I couldn't work that.
Marowak.
That was tricky.
I'm joking.
That was definitely...
I thought it was Magnemite. I was about to go Magnemite.
I was thinking, like, I don't remember any other Kanto mons that begin with M at all.
So, first two, which means we've got one more to go if Milo is on form. If not, this could be a long game. We could have a long show on our hands.
Bring on round two.
Okay, so your next Pokemon is...
What?
Ooh.
I'll play that one more time.
What?
Sawaddle. Oh, Ian, you little tease.
His face.
Coops, Milo, mate, any ideas?
I don't know how Giratina.
Oh.
Mark was closer.
What's his evolution? Swadloon, is that it?
Okay, I'll play it one more time for you.
It's impossible, bro. It's impossible.
What?
Whitfield has got these first time in the past. I would just like to add, if you want to go back over old episodes. Okay, so your next
quickly
clue is this Pokemon's name begins with the letter S. I'm waiting for them to say that didn't help.
Sigalith.
Oh, a little in the middle, sort of medial clue.
Thanks.
These were all recorded months ago, so none of them are relevant with anything that's happening in the game.
These are the most random possible.
So, Coops or Barrow, any ideas?
So it begins with S, did you say?
Yep, S for sugar.
And you said Sawaddle.
Snorlax?
No, it's just, I've got absolutely no idea. Giratina. No, I'm joking. Scyther.
Right, okay. I'm going to give you one more clue. And you will all know the answer with this next clue. So it's going to be the first one that I hear say it.
What?
The first one I hear say the answer.
What?
Okay, so that's how it sounds. Begins with the letter S, this Pokemon does. And Masterfall 27 got two shundos of it.
Stuffle.
Oh my God. For the life of me, dude, I couldn't remember. I completely blanked. What two shundos has Mark got?
And I genuinely thought you'd have got it, like I thought all three of you. And I'm sitting here watching it. All I can hear is the Jeopardy music while you're all looking at me blankly.
That's tough. That is tough.
Well, it's 1-1.
Okay, it's 1-1. So this could be the decider unless the casual comes from behind.
What?
So.
He's been known to do that before.
So this could be the last Pokemon backwards tonight. And I would like to think you're going to get this one easily, but we'll see.
Hazel.
Never say never.
Hazel.
That is very strange.
Who's going to guess first?
Sneasel.
I don't know. Ponyta.
Zeb Striker.
Okay, right, let's do it one more time.
Hazel.
Okay, so this Pokemon is from Generation 3. So it's a Hoenn boy.
Hoenn. Can we play it again, Ian?
We can.
I got nothing. I got nothing at all.
To be completely honest, I'm still trying to figure out a Gen 3 Pokemon.
I am as well. What's the cactus
Purloin?
One, Ian?
Is it Purloin?
Cactus thing? Cacturn?
Okay, let me give you a clue. So it's Generation 3, I'll play the soundbite again in a second. It's got a sick shiny.
That doesn't really help.
Just think about it. It's got a very, very, very good shiny.
There's lots of good shinies in Gen 3.
So it's got a sick shiny, Ian, yeah.
Rayquaza?
Oh, really?
Oh.
And I want to say this. I'm going to say it. Kerry in the chat got this pretty much straight away.
Oh, she did actually very quickly. Her first guess was a little off, but...
GG's game. Oh, yeah, that's a website, yeah. So tonight's winner and next week's Mr. Game, Lord Game, Sir Game, ooh. Whitfield.
Ooh, it means I get the honours next week, does it?
You do.
Well done, mate.
Fabulous.
You get honour next week. Well done, Wiley. Well
good
done.
Stuff. Well, done. We needed a game that really stretched us for time. We've done a good job, boys. Thank you very much, Ian. We'd love to dust this game off.
The edit it probably hasn't.
I know, but here it's been like literally an eternity as we've struggled on. But we do like to dust that game off every now and again. We'll have to do some more reverse name that Pokemon. But
probably
as I said, we
have to go fest.
Yeah, probably. But as I said, we're scraping the barrel for news, and the barrel has come from the land down under. So, Mark, it's time for...
Is the news.
Is that reversal?
It might be.
It was Rev.
Oh, Rev. Do you know what they should do? They should get rid of Dev Diaries. Oh, they've done that.
Rev Diaries.
Rev Diaries. That'd be genius, wouldn't it?
Pitching that idea.
Yeah, at least you do them. I think that'd be a good start. We'll just see them through anyway. So, Milo, I'm frantically trying to find the article as I'm just chatting rubbish here. But yeah, in New Zealand, there was a... Oh, goodness gracious, Milo. I'm not good at multitasking. Oh,
it's okay.
God,
find the article first and then we'll go from there,
Let me find the article.
It's in our little chat.
I've got it here, bud. I've got it here. So basically, New Zealand has had a recent 24-hour beta test. And this is basically showcasing Pokemon. I think that's probably the best
one. Yeah.
And it sounds like it's been pretty successful from what we've heard. Some of it has been shared online. And very nice indeed.
She appreciates it.
Yeah.
So first thing is, what is a showcase? Is what probably people are asking, or certainly people in New Zealand are probably still asking that question despite having 24 hours of access.
What was that?
Well, it looks like that this beta test was focused primarily around XXL and XXS Pokemon. Nice. And if you approach a Pokestop, which gives you a showcase, you'll actually see the option Enter Nearby Pokemon Showcase appear on your phone. From that point, you can then choose an eligible Pokemon. And the eligibility will vary depending on the showcase, which is on there.
Interesting.
Now, it seems to be, from what we've seen so far, certainly on social media, that when it's worked pretty well. And that's also in terms of rewards, but also there have been, I should say, a few glitches, which you'd expect. It's a beta test at the end of the day.
True.
But there were various rewards for participants, including, I love this terminology, there was bragging rights. Do you like that? Bragging rights. That's good. But no, I think
And then go on to say hyper potions, I swear to God, I'm never forgiving you. I'm never forgiving you, Mark.
Oh, well, maybe. But I think the more showcases you do, you earn more victories and you receive badges along the way to commemorate your achievements. And I think a couple of examples that were shared online was the Showcase Star Badge, and the showcases won badges. There are restrictions and limitations, though, when entering showcases. Of course there are. We wouldn't expect anything less. If your Pokemon has recently won the showcase, this beta test confirmed that they'll be ineligible to participate for a certain period afterwards. Can't use recently traded Pokemon to enter showcases, and you must claim the rewards of the previous showcase. We actually spoke about that before this beta test was rolled out. So you do need to claim before you can enter new ones. So there's leaderboards. Hey, we like a leaderboard.
Yay.
And this...
Flex it up.
Joking aside, this feels a little bit like Homescapes. I know I certainly mentioned this a few weeks ago, maybe months ago, where Homescapes is very much about interactive leaderboards, and you can work your way up and down them, and you get better rewards for how far up the leaderboard you get.
Nice.
You can also drop down it during the duration of the event, or in this case, the showcase. And that it feels like that's a very similar concept there. But yeah, once the contest is over, players can see their results on these leaderboards, claim their rewards, and share their achievements with friends. So guys,
nice.
You're looking at me. Do you want to know how a showcase works?
I'd love to know how one works, Mark.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
Did you sound enthusiastic enough?
Maybe. So for high...
I feel like I didn't. Let me do it again. Yes, Mark, please.
Please tell us.
I was too enthusiastic.
So
please, sir, can I have some more?
You can have some more hyper potions because you're that's nice.
Thank you, bro.
During this beta test, it looks like, well, it certainly appears that when you try to join the showcase, your game will automatically pick the best suited Pokemon for it. So that, I think, will save you scrolling down, trying to work it out yourself. But in the beta test, that might change. But it seemed to pick out your largest XXL and entered it for you if that was the showcase criteria. If you caught an eligible Pokemon whilst near a showcase Pokestop, a button appeared to invite you to enter it. So it feels like if you were next to the Pokestop, you'd get an XXS one, and you're next to a Pokestop that's hosting a showcase, it automatically says to you, do you want to put this one in the showcase? Which I think is quite useful.
Nice.
Mm. Certainly looks like it gives you, it makes it very accessible and makes it almost very foolproof to take part in it.
Inclusive, maybe.
Inclusive, Ian, very wow. True. Just like we're talking about on the Solstice event, inclusivity. That's what we like. Pokemon in your storage entered in the showcase has no special markings at present and can be transferred. This does not appear to impact you on the ability to win the showcase, but I think that is something we certainly spoke about. Maybe if your Pokemon wins 10 showcases or 20 or earns so many wins, it might get a little badge like Best Buddies do. That might be something out of the game once this is rolled out properly. There was a report of 150 trainers entering one showcase in Wellington in New Zealand.
Wow.
I think 149 of them didn't come from Wellington, apparently. But certainly one of them was for the screenshots we've seen. But I think what they're saying is it doesn't appear to be a maximum limit on this at the moment. Or maybe 150 was the limit. We don't know. But it certainly looks like you've got big leaderboards there. Hey, something for the rural trainers out there. You can have three entrants and the showcase still worked the same. So that's quite an interesting one. So almost more entries if you're rural. Balancing it.
Interesting.
About balance. So it says it could be a big deal for rural trainers as it could be a good way to gain some premium items as rewards. So guys, do you want to know about some of these premium rewards?
Do tell us.
Oh,
what could you win?
Tell us.
Well, these
please.
Are the reported rewards from the players who did the beta test sound awesome. Not my words, the words on the article. But there was a good mixture of different items. So there's hope that these are remaining the same for general release. But these are some of the reported rewards.
Remember what I said, Marky? Remember what I said? If it's hyper potions, do not read it out. Skip past it.
Fear not, Lord Coops. There's not hyper potions on the list.
Hey.
Because it said these are great premium items. I don't think the hype
right,
potions
right.
Fantastic.
Great. Some of the rewards, 1,000 XP, 3,500 stardust. That's okay. I think that's pretty good. 3 times Ultra Balls, an incense.
Hey.
That's all right. Lucky Egg, a star piece, a super incubator. That's pretty good, to be fair. Super incubator for auto-selecting a Pokemon for a showcase and winning it. That's not bad. And a Mossy Lure and a Magnetic Lure. They do talk about the showcase medals. We did skirt over that a little bit earlier, but there is a new showcase medal to work towards. And from the information that they found during this beta test, it looks as if you have to win a first place or first prize in the showcase in order to work towards this medal. And it's bronze, silver, gold, platinum. And it looks like ranging from one first place gets you a bronze medal. It looks like 100 first places will get you the platinum medal. And it staggers up 10 and 50 in between that. So the conclusion from this article, and certainly the feedback that we've seen on social media, is there were reported errors. It's a beta test. They're doing it like this to iron all this out. Some trainers experienced soft bans after accidentally transferring Pokemon that were entered into showcases.
Nice.
But maybe it was the 149 trainers that took part in the one in Wellington that were probably softbound for something else. But the point is, they're learning from it. And I think this could give another aspect to the game, which is similar to some of these other mobile games, which do have more of a competitive streak in it. And if you don't like GBL, which is the only real competitive...
There's a new leaderboard.
They were saying that there were some Pokemon that simply couldn't be entered into the showcases. They were marked with red font and players weren't sure why they couldn't submit them. But, you know, that'll all come out, I'm sure, when they sort of tweak this for global release. A few trainers also reported general issues with not being able to enter the showcase at all. It was a beta test. The level of errors is to be expected, like I've said before. But I'm sure now with this quite shift change in communication with the player base, you know, that they'll certainly provide feedback, and you know, you'd like to think this will all be ironed out. The potential report looks really good. They used the word incredible. I'm not going to use that word as I read back, but it looks pretty good. It could be a fun new addition to the game, and hopefully the rewards won't be nerfed too heavily on general release. So, you know, hyper potions and all that jazz.
Yes.
But looks all right, doesn't it? It's a new feature, isn't it? This is like an addition to the game.
Yeah.
It goes down that sort of road.
Yeah, it's a new feature. We actually talked about it, it feels like months ago at this point when it was originally sort of data mined. It's coming from Peridot. Peridot has the same kind of functionality. You showcase your dot. Woo.
Yeah.
Look at my dot. Well, this time you can go, look at my extra, extra small for Mantis.
Coops has said that before, haven't you, Coops?
I didn't skirt over the article too much, but I think it's quite good there's an auto-select thing. The auto-select thing is quite a good idea just to make it easier and quicker, to be honest, because I was looking at this and go, like, in reality, yes, it's a new mechanic that I've spent ages working on it, but how much value is it actually going to add to the game? Probably
very little. For me, personally, probably not much, because I don't discriminate. I will just transfer a Pokemon. I'm not saving extra, extra small. I'm not saving extra, extra large. If it isn't a good 3-star, it's in the trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sort of feels like this has all been built to justify the XXL and XXS Pokemon that got added months ago.
This could have been in the pipeline before that, so they had to put that in to facilitate this.
Maybe.
It's funny you say that, E, because I'm exactly the same as you, because I'm just obviously, like Mark, I appreciate you reading out the article. And again, I know I'm tired tonight. I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm going off what Milo just said. It really doesn't impact the game. In my opinion, it literally adds zero percent to the game. I'm thinking, like, so as a 29-year-old man, you want me to hold on to an XXS Mankey from some event, which is a 2-4-1 IV, and then I've got to walk down to a post box in my own time, enter it into a competition. No, you're all right. I've got better things to do.
Rewards are okay, but it's, you know, I get passive rewards.
Nah,
but it's just
you're
like,
right, mate.
The rewards are okay. I think early adopters of this, there's chance to actually get something out of it when not many people are actually doing it when it does drop.
Perhaps.
The worry for me, though, like going off on that, like I really do think it's a pointless feature, and I actually kind of agree with Milo. I actually feel like they've added this in. I know you said he could have potentially been in maybe 6 months, 12 months before, but it feels, why would they introduce it now? Surely they'd introduce it all together, or the XXL and the XSS, and then this a lot quicker. It feels like it's been months, but for me, it's just like, so now not only do we check the IVs, we've also now got to check the size, because obviously there's going to be, because like you said, it's only first, second and third place that kind of get stuff from it, if that makes sense. So you've got to win
for it to count.
So that's what I'm saying. So you've got to win to get these rewards. That means you've then got to check the, I can't remember what it is. Is it height, weight, whatever it is.
It depends on what the challenge is for, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. But if I'm correct, you can't check that on the IV screen. I think the IV that comes up covers the
You can't
type
it on the IV
the
screen.
Weight.
It's on the Pokemon information screen. Yeah.
So not only have you got to go through them on the IV, you've now got to go through them without, it's for me, it's really, like I've said, zero hype, and I'm just sort of confused on why. Like I said, the rewards, if you win, I get it. Not going to turn down an incense. I'm not going to turn that down. You know, maybe eventually they might add in elite TMs for first place. That'll be really dope. That'll be a really cool thing to add in. You know, add in some elite TMs and you know, big rewards like that. But I'm not understanding the amount of time it takes to the reward, if that makes sense. I think we spoke about
a few weeks ago. Time behind the reward.
Yes. It's another one of those. It's a bit like, not sure. But we'll see.
Barside in the chat actually said, and this is actually quite interesting, is this one of the amazing new features for 2023? Feels like a lot of work for a nothing reward. And it's kind of their point from the outside.
We need to look. We don't know when this is going to drop. Obviously, this was a beta test down in New Zealand. But when it does drop globally for everybody, we need to see on the Hidden Gems season page if one of those chests unlocks and goes, Pokestop showcases. And you go, honestly, like, maybe people will. Like, I can only speak for how I play the game and how I've, you know, met people who play the game in a similar way. There may be people who chase, you know, the tallest Pokemon, but
there are collectors. There are collectors out there.
But I will say, I've played this game for nearly 7 years. I've met a lot of people. I haven't met anybody who says, what's your tallest Pokemon? It's always, what hundos have you got?
Well, obviously, you've never been to the team tents at GoFest and Safari Zones.
No, and we'll be holding our own competition.
We
at
will.
GoFest,
yes.
And making sure you bring your smallest for Mantis.
Coops will be there.
I'd win that as well, Mark. I'd give you the incense. But But Barside makes a great point, though. And, you know, again, not to talk about what we spoke about before, but it is worrying. If this is one of the two or three big features of this year, you know, it does make you think, come on, guys, there's better stuff out there. In my opinion, you know, maybe there's people out there that think this is an incredible feature. I'm just, like I said, let me see the release. Let me give it a go. And then we'll come back to it and we'll have a little sort of, an analysis on what it's really like. But at face value, I'm not sure where I'm at with it. I'm not sure. But boys, good news.
What?
Speaking of rewards, Amazon Prime is back at it like a bad habit. So Ian, can you tell us what we're going to get?
Yes, so like news has hit that you'll be getting free stuff if you are a Prime member. So if you go to gaming.amazon.com and you are with Prime, which let's face it, who isn't? Well, this month for the next 29 days at the point of recording this, you will be able to claim golden raspberries and mysterious components.
Wow.
Okay, I'm not mad at the mysterious components. I love a balloon.
It could be pineapps, I guess, let's put it that way. It's free stuff. Some hyper potions.
Or regular pokeballs.
Well, we're going to swiftly move on from potential hyper potions to a hyper section of the show. Ian, we've had a WhatsApp message.
We have, and before I run into it, do you want to lay some foundation for said WhatsApp message?
We probably should do, because this WhatsApp message is regarding the Portsmouth Community Day Classic that we're doing. Squirtle Community Day Classic, we talked about it last weekend. We announced it actually on the show last week. Four of us will be down in Portsmouth for that Comedy Classic for the majority of the weekend.
We'll announce exactly what's happening in next week's show.
Yes, where we're going to be playing the game, etc. We're going to hopefully do a 2v2 challenge, which could be very good fun. But this is sort of another thing. So like, come and join us if you're around the South Coast or further afield. If you want to come and join us in Portsmouth for the Comday Classic, it should be a good laugh.
Indeed. So shall we get into the message?
Yes, play it.
Send your WhatsApps now.
So, Pen Pal Simon's been back on.
Oh.
And he is from the South Coast. So, here's what he's had to say about us going to Portsmouth.
It's with great excitement and a childlike enthusiasm that I record this message following my listening to episode 123 of the podcast En Route to Work this morning. You're coming to Portsmouth? I can't believe it. And guess what? I'm free that day and it's now in my diary. After the crippling disappointment of the London Go Fest date and the impossibility of my attendance to that, this is the most welcome news indeed. I shall be there with bells on and whistles, ready to welcome you and help out in any way that I can. If you need anything at all, lifts anywhere, restaurant or pub recommendations, spawn advice, hotspot a different phone network, someone to watch the cameras, shine your shoes, queue up for ice creams, sod it. If anyone wants to have a fiddle with Barbara, mi casa su casa. I honestly can't believe it's really happening. And all four of you, I'm going to try and stay calm when I meet you all, but apologies in advance for any fangirl style interactions. The next 2 weeks are going to pass so slowly. I feel like a child waiting for Christmas Day. Yours sincerely, Pen Pal Simon.
Excellent.
Thanks so much,
excellent.
Simon. And we're looking forward to it as well. We've got a lot going on that weekend. It's going to be a busy one. But as Milo said, the majority of us are there for probably the best part of 2.5-3 days. So, we'll drop info shortly.
Indeed. It's going to be hype for damn sure. Thank you very much for sending in the message. And there's been a lot of call for us to go to the South Coast.
Yeah, there has.
So much.
Yeah.
Over the years. Yeah. For damn sure.
And we can't wait to meet you all. Honestly, I'm so excited. I'm very, very, very lucky for this amazing little weekend that I get with the boys. So, like I said, we'll drop details next week. We'll have a little 5-minute segment. Yeah. We'll let you all know where we're going to be and what's going on. And, Pen Pal Simon, I'll see you there, mate. I look forward to it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Can't wait, Si.
Absolutely.
It's gonna be a good one.
And on the note of excitement, I think I can see something that's excited behind Mark. Is that?
I think it's in front of him, isn't it?
Is that Mark's home? So, the question we asked everyone is, what food have you not tried that you'd like to? Well, the boys gave their choices, but which of these would you like to try the most out of them? Awful grammar. Which of these would you like to try the most?
It should be.
Mark's poll is sponsored by Sesame Street.
Yeah. So I did ask people to vote, but do not retweet. Thank you to the 8 people who did retweet. Love it. Thank you very much. We had 43 votes as well, which is good for a 30-minute poll. Probably could have got 45 minutes out of it, actually. But we've had 14 comments, so let's just pick some of the best ones. Noisia said, I tried chocolate-covered crickets and scorpions at the Angusa Messe in Germany. Believe it or not, it just tastes like chocolate with some crunch in it. Not bad at all.
Nice.
Like that.
It's like honey nut crunch or whatever.
I think the best thing with these sort of weird foods is just not know what you're eating.
Pen pal Simon has said, yeah, I'm not eating any of that, lads. I've never had a battered Mars bar, so can I opt for that instead, please?
Deep-fried Mars bar.
Let's talk to Maston.
Maston brings them to go first.
Yes.
Oh, Maston will have. Maston knows what they're all about, doesn't he?
They deep-fry everything in Scotland.
Yeah, definitely.
Spiders.
Definitely.
Spaghetti bolognese.
It'd be like a house spider, wouldn't it? Like, you buy it, just be looking there.
Yeah. Be... It's like a little wispy crisp or something.
Pokemon Master Stefan has said, whoever said pufferfish knows about tetrodotoxin, has had enough of the wife kids this week and is willing to leave things up to fate. Oh, I love that. I love that. San Schmosby, the tequila man, says, none of the above, thanks.
Fair enough, fair.
Julia Glass says, I tried snails once, never again. Really, I don't fancy anything on that list, if I'm being honest with you. A Bambi Bell, first time commenter on one of our polls, has said, I voted for the only one I have tried and would only ever have tried out of that list. The other three are never coming anywhere near me. Well, we don't know what it is, so we'll see how the vote plays out. Ooh, and High Bonus says, I feel like crocodile is the only one with some decent meat on it. Yeah, I'd agree with that, probably.
The thickest meat.
So, here we go. In third place. Yes, I did say third place.
Wow.
With 9% of the vote, it was...
Oh, it's me, isn't it?
Frog's legs.
Okay.
Wow.
And tarantulas.
Oh, there was a tie. Wow. Oh. There was a tie.
That's a tied L. Wow.
Tied L, Ian. Very good like that. A tied L.
Coops both came last.
That's a big L, by the way, Milo. That's 9%. That's terrible.
18% people tied the L for you boys.
Fantastic.
That's nice. So it's nice to think like that. In second place, with 23% of the vote, which means the winner was resounding, was pufferfish with 23%.
Interesting.
Well done, mate. Well done.
Wow.
58% of people have gone for crocodile.
It's the only relatively normal type of food, isn't it? Let's face it.
Snappy. Give you that, mate. Lovely.
It probably puts up the biggest fight when it comes to trying to cook it.
So I put a fork in it, imagine that. If it wasn't battered, that is.
Battered
crocodile. Oh, God.
Chicken fried crocodile. Oh, my God.
But no, it's lovely. Nice poll, wasn't it, boys? Nice. I think that was a good question. Good
I
question.
Think my win would have been even more resounding if we'd have gone for dollar pizza.
I think everybody
yes, I
would
think
have.
You would have done.
With that list.
Potentially, but I guess congrats, Ian. Let us know whether you're throwing a crocodile-themed barbecue.
Yeah.
We'll be right there. But now we've got to move on to our favourite section of the show, the one where you can all shine like sparkly Pokemon. It is Shinies of the Week.
Shinies of the Week!
All right, so the first one for tonight's hashtag Shinies of the Week, it's going to be on Twitter from Cow in a Suit, at Cow in a Suit.
Nice.
Is that the username? Yeah, it's just a cow in a suit. This is going to be just sitting at work listening to episode 123, very popular episode that one was. Obviously, I was working very hard at Incense Podcast, hashtag Shinies of the Week, with 6 likes. My guy got the shiny for Mantis.
Oh, sick, dude.
Just you to pick that one.
Right.
Yeah. The tidiest picks
but
the shiniest.
This one, the reason why I picked it is because it's an XXL, which is my real size.
Well, I've got one here from Campfire, and I think this might be Masterful 27, just going by a different name. Certainly when he's demolishing sheds, it's called Major Injury 190.
Not yet.
Cannot believe my luck on these golden jellyfish. My very first raid that Nihilego was back in was a shiny. Second one was dead and non-shiny, but the third, again, shiny. RNG man, it's an absolute kill at laughing emoji, hashtag shinies of the week, and 2 shiny Nihilego sent to us. And I'm still yet to get one. It's frustrating me, raiding so many of these things, and it's just not happening, but GGs.
Big congratulations. Well, Coops was mentioning XXLs. I'm going to mention this. It's a shiny XXS Pokemon. It's from our mate Lachlan. Lachlan Firth, listening to episode 123 of At Incensed Podcast, and just as
a popular one.
Yeah, funnily enough, since it was last week, just as Mustful 27 is in the middle of his pub quiz, and this little chap shows up, a tiny, shiny, wild Alolan Marowak.
Ooh, Marowak. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Call back to the name that Pokemon earlier.
That's a huge coalition, like a huge collaboration of all the things from this show. The tiny, tiny Pokemon, the showcases, and then the name that Pokemon game. That's everything you want.
And you're shouting out one of your besties as well.
Absolutely. So big congrats. Wait for the showcases, man. It will be winning everything.
So Ryman Paul, 1481, has messaged us on Instagram. He says, after catching and trading for more than 700 Stunfisk, I got a random Shundo for my sister.
No.
Finally, I can use those XLs. Hashtag Shyness of the Week. Hashtag Incense Podcast. And yeah, our boy has got a Shundo Ginger Trap.
That's amazing.
Nice.
No way.
You need to keep your Fomantis away from that one, Coops.
So next
do not put it
as well
the GBL against the Stunfisk.
I won't.
And that is going to wrap up the show. So calling back to hashtag Shinies of the Week, if you do want to try and feature in our favourite section of the show, use hashtag Shinies of the Week, and you can go through Twitter, Instagram, our campfire, as you've heard, or even WhatsApp. Ian,
yes,
give us the number.
The number you need to store into your phone. Send us a voice message through WhatsApp by pushing the little microphone button and recording the message. That number is +44 7592 695 6696.
Fantastic. And if you've got a voice message, or if you want to throw a hashtag Shinies of the Week at us through that, that'd be fantastic. And of course, incensedpodcast@yahoo.com is our email as well. If you want to throw a longer bit of text our way, would be fantastic. But we hope you've enjoyed this episode of the show. Please give us a 5-star review if you did enjoy it. That would be fantastic, particularly over Spotify. Coops would be very, very, very happy indeed if you could do that.
Please.
And if you did enjoy, make sure that you hit the follow or subscribe plus button, whatever it is that means that we get automatically downloaded to your podcast box, so you don't ever miss one of our shows when they do indeed drop. And of course, we cannot end the show without saying a massive thank you to everybody who is a Patreon member who helps support the podcast, our bronze and silver tier people. Thank you so much, and a special thank you to everybody on the gold tier, taking the support up to the very top level. We wouldn't be able to do this podcast to make it sound as good as it does without all of you. So a special thanks to Hermes Ninja, JB, Clifford Mert, Darby Russ, Kerry and Zachary, Connolly, MLFault 2022, Apex 171, Professor 58, K Technogal, Mufti, and Barside 2. Thank you so, so much, everybody. It really does help make a huge difference and makes us sound awesome.
Yeah, genuinely, thank you so much. We do value each and every one of you.
But boys, speaking of things that are awesome, good news!
What?
This coming Tuesday, with Double XP when evolving Pokemon, we have Doduo Spotlight Hour.
And that bird brain bombshell, for some alliteration, will hopefully catch you all next week, folks. I choose you!